Mishnah Daf Chaf Ches Amud Beis delineates the basic mitzvah of Yeshiva Sukkah. The Mishnah says, "Chol Shivas Hayomim Adam Oser Sukkoso Keva Ubeiso Arai." A person is supposed to make his sukkah into the makom of Diras Keva. Yordu Geshamim Emas Aymot Lefanos Mishetisrach Hamikva. Let's say it rains in the sukkah. When is a person allowed to take out his kelim and go back into his home? When the mikpah, when the porridge, when the food gets ruined. Mashal, mashal, l'mad avadoma, l'evet shabalim zokos l'rabba, v'shavach l'okitan alponav. So they made a mashal, Chazal gave a mashal to an eved who wants to give a kos to his master. V'shavach l'okitan alponav, he wants to be mozeg a kos for his master. Right? The Vilna Gaon is a famous pshat here that comes sukkahs after Yom Kippur, Shoni Yom Kippur. We try to be mamtik es hadinim. We had the din, and then on Sukkot we have the ahava, where we're trying to be mamtikas to sweeten the din. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu throws water back in our face, it's as if he doesn't want us to be mamtikas hadin. We shouldn't be able to be mosaic the coast to water down the din. That's the mashal. If he doesn't want the mitzvah of sukkah, he doesn't want us to give him the mitzvah of sukkah, which will be mamtikas hadinim that we had previously. Right? As the Gemara explains, that the Rav is shofech lo kiton alponav, he throws the kiton shomayim that the Eved wants to use to be mozeg the kos l'rabo, the Odon throws it back as if to say he doesn't want to be mozeg the kos. He doesn't want him to water down the din. Okay. Tan Rabban. The Gemara says, Kol shiva sayam odom osu sukos o kevo beso arat. Ketzad. Hayu lo kelem noim malon osukah. Matzos nos malon osukah. Ochel b'shosu l'metal b'sukah. Halacha is nachamo that you're supposed to be koveya yisukah as yediras keva. No, and immediately the Tanur Rabbanu Teishu came to Duru Mikan Amr Kol Shiva Sayamim also Adam sukaso keva beso. All right, Ketzad Hayu Lo Kelim Noim Malon Lesukah Matzos Nos Malon Lesukah Ochel B'Shosel Umetal B'Sukah Umeshaning B'Sukah. Brisa adds that you're meshaning B'Sukah as well, that you learn in the Sukah. But the Mishnah and the Brisa and the second Brisa, you know, all the different Brisas are explaining the Mishnayos and giving reasons, and each one is adding a little bit more. So the final Brisa says, the Teshu came to Duru, teaches me that one is supposed to be Kover, his Sukkah is his Diras Keva. Teshu came to Duru, you're supposed to sit in the Sukkah, came to Duru in the home. The home is normally the Diras Keva, so for the Yom Tov of Sukkahs, the Sukkah should be the Diras Keva. And you're supposed to bring all of your Kalim into the Sukkah too. That's how you establish it as a Diras Keva. It's not just through the Achila and the Shtia and the Shena and the Shinun and the learning in the Sukkah. But even bringing Kalim into the Sukkah is also a part of establishing the Diras, Keva. It sounds from the Brisa that's part of the mitzvah. Right? Part of the mitzvah is to bring your Kalim Noim into the Sukkah, because that's how you establish it as a Diras Keva. So the Brisa said of Mishani B'Sukkah that you learn in the Sukkah too. Eini v'ha'ma Rava Mikro Misna v'metalalta v'toni bar memtalalta. Rava says that Mikro Misna, you learn Chumish and Mishnayis in the Sukkah, but Tonoi, the Gemara, you learn outside the Sukkah. How can you say Mishani in the Sukkah? And we're assuming Mishani includes Talmud, apparently, not just Mishnayis. So the Gemara, Lakasha ha'b'migas ha'b'yunim. There's a difference between running through the Kiyas, running through the Gemara that you know already, and being ma'ayin requires an extra yishuv hadas. Taisus says you need a rochav avir, you need the proper air conditioning, the proper air space to be able to be ma'ayin properly b'taimim. But you can learn Gemara. Gemara is like Mishnayos. If you're learning b'kiyas, it's like Mishnayos. That you can do in the sukkah. Ki hod the rava bar choma ki avu kaimi mikamid rav chista. Mirati b'gemara b'hadi adadi v'hodim ma'ayni b'svar. When the Talmidim were before Rav Chistus, they would run through, they prepare makaris, right? They prepare. So you have to run through what you know, and you put it all together. But you're not ma'ayni b'svar so much, then you have to come to shir. You come to shir, and you pilgrim back and forth, and you don't just listen to the Rebbe, but you're part of the process. You're thinking, you're involved in the process. That requires iyun, that requires the proper ruach. If you don't have the ruach of the sukkah, if the sukkah is not so comfortable for you, so then it's hard to learn Gemara. So that you're allowed to do in some. Yeah. Amar Rava. Rava continues. Mani mishtia bim talata. Mani michla bim talata. The dishes of drinking The cups, you can keep in the sukkah. The eating utensils, you take out of the sukkah. What does that mean? So Rashi says, "Money michla ka'aras la'achasha ochlu behen sarach lahotziah." We're talking about after they're finished eating. You can't leave the money michla inside the sukkah. You're supposed to take them out of the sukkah. Because the sukkah is a makom kodesh, a special place. It's a bizayin sukkah to keep the money michla there. The money mishtia, the cups, you can keep because that's not a bizayin. It's ration. Taisis says differently. Taisis says that money michla barmim talat. That means that you can't bring the kederis in. You're not supposed to bring your soup pot into the sukkah in order to serve to everyone. Either serve inside the home and take it out to the sukkah, or take the soup out of the pot and put it in a tureen and bring it to the table, because that's also a bizayin of the sukkah. Different pshatim in why money michla have to be outside the sukkah. You're talking about after the meal, after you've eaten already, the used money michla should be taken out, or don't even serve in the sukkah. People are very nizer in this, that they don't bring their pots into the sukkah. You can't serve from the pot in the sukkah. You don't serve from your pot in the dining room. Yeah, it's just there's a little bit of a walk, and people are afraid. You take every single bowl from the kitchen into the sukkah. It's a little bit more of a tikkun, but you have to do that in order to make sure that you're not mavaz the sukkah. Okay. Chatzo v'shocha barmim talalta, v'shraga bim talalta, v'amila barmim talalta, v'lopligi ha v'sukkah gadola v'sukkah gitan. So certain kalim that are not as nice, right, or certain earthenware kalim, again, for v'zayin v'sukkah, you have to keep them outside. And shraga, a candle, you have to keep outside the sukkah. Keep outside the sukkah. The sukkah katana, we're afraid that maybe it'll burn down the sukkah, so you have to keep it outside. The sukkah gedola, then you can put the candles inside the sukkah. It's proper to light the candelabra inside the sukkah. You should always have the neiros of the suda, neiros Shabbos, neiros yomtiv, at the suda, at the meal. So if you have a big enough sukkah that you can have the candles there and you're not afraid it's going to burn down the sukkah, then you're supposed to do that. That's what Taisus says. You're supposed to put the neiros inside the sukkah, not light them in the home and eat the suda in the sukkah. You're supposed to have the neiros at the suda. Okay. That's the gemara. That's the gemara. So the Mishnah and the Braisa clearly outline that you're supposed to be kover your sukkah as yudiras kev for the yomtiv of sukkah. That's the basic halach. And then the Mishnah says that there's an exception to the rule. You could be mefane. What does it mean to be mefane? To take your kalim out. Right? The fact that it's mutal lefanes if you're the gishamim, that's understood based on the braisa. The braisa says you bring your kalim noim into the sukkah, so then you can take them out if it's raining because they're going to get ruined. The Mishnah doesn't talk about mitzdar per se. It talks about yardu gishamim. That's the case of the Mishnah. Rava and the Chavav introduced the idea that mitzdar is part of the sukkah as well. But the Mishnah only mentions that if you are the Gashamim, it's mutal lefanos. It's interesting. The Mishnah doesn't even use a lashon potam in asukah. Mutal lefanos. If you can take your kalim out, it doesn't say potam in asukah. Interesting. We're going to get back to that. But that's the case that the Mishnah mentions of someone who's potam in asukah. He doesn't have to sit in asukah. So the question that some of the Achronim raise is, what's the nature of this p'tur? We spoke a lot about mitzdar potam in asukah. We haven't really spoken about Yardu Gishamim too much. We've just lumped them together. We've lumped Yardu Gishamim with Mitzdar. But the question is that really true? Is that true? Is Yardu Gishamim Mutal Lefanos Apotam Nasukah because Mitzdar? A person's Mitzdar, Machmas Yirides Gishamim? Is that the Ptur? Or should we say no? Maybe Yardu Gishamim is a different kind of Ptur. Maybe it's not the same as Mitzdar. So b'pshuto, you'd say that it's the same. Yardu Gashamim. If enough comes in that your food's going to get ruined, so then you're mitzdar. But the Emes is some achronim point out that if you look carefully at the Rishonim, you'll see that there definitely are some Rishonim that seem to assume that there's a different kind of halacha working here. That Yardu Gashamim, the reason why mutar lefanos is not because you're mitzdar, you're potam in asukah, but rather there's a different halacha. Why? So it all starts with the Ramah. I mean, it started before the Ramah, but the Ramah pedals back to the Rishon. The Ramah has this famous halacha that within the din of mitzvah, there's a distinction to be drawn between the first night as opposed to the rest of sukkahs. But we keep on coming back to this yisod because it's a linchpin to understand a lot of different halachas. What does the Ramah say? This is in Simen Tov Reish Lamed Tes Sifhei. Yardu Gashamim, Harei Zeh Nichnas L'Toch Habayis. Yeah. Says the Ramah, V'chol zedafke b'shar yomim alevla shal sukkis, avalayla rishon, etzarech lecho, kezayis besukka, afim gishomim yardim. The Ramah says that Laila Rishon, even if Gishamim Yardim, you still mechayev to eat in the sukkah. It's interesting. The Ramah quotes this halacha, that's the tour, the Ram, the Rush, this chumrah, that mitzayir is chayev sukkah. What's the context that the Ramah quotes this in? Not mitzayir. He quotes it about Yardu Gishamim. Yardu Gishamim. But it's not. Doesn't only apply to Yardu Gishamim, it actually applies to all types of mitzayir. Even mitzayir, machmas chom, and zvuvim, and all the other types of mitzayir that we mentioned. But it's interesting, halodavah, that the Ramah quotes it regarding Yardu Gishamim. The impression you get from the Ramah is that Yardu Gishamim is a Ptur Mitztar. It's a Ptur Mitztar. And since Mitztar is Chayiv on the first night of Sukkah, so therefore, even if Yardu Gishamim, you're Chayiv to eat in the Sukkah. Maishna Yardu Gishamim from Mitztar, it's the same kind of a Ptur. If Yardu Gishamim, Tisrach HaMikbah, Yardu Gishamim enough that the porridge that the food is going to get ruined, so the person is mitzayir. Once he's mitzayir, he's potim in a sukkah, but the first night, mitzayir is chayiv, so therefore, if you are the gesham, he's going to be chayiv as well. The Rashba, as we mentioned, disagrees, and he says that the p'tur mitzayir applies even the first night. The p'tur mitzayir applies even the first night. Why? So we said that there are two ways of learning the Rashba. One way of learning the Rashba is simply that he holds that the regular din of Teshuvah Kein Tadur of the entire Yom Tov applies the first night too. The mitzvah of Sukkah, the first night, is mitzvah of yeshiva. It has to be Teshuvah Kein Tadur. So if you're mitzvah, it's not Teshuvah Kein Tadur, therefore you're going to be part. That was one way of looking. The other way to look at the Rashba is, no, the Rashba really agrees that there's a mitzvah sachila the first night. A mitzvah sachila b'sukkah. A mitzvah sachila b'sukkah. But the Rashba just claims that if a person is mitzvah, or if Yardu Gishamim, it's not called a sukkah. The yeshiva of the mitzayir in the sukkah is not a yeshiva b'sukkah. Halachically, we don't treat that as a yeshiva sukkah. If Yardu Gishamim, the Rashba claims it's not called a sukkah. It's not called a sukkah at all. That's why you can't be Yotzei D'chiv. If it were a mitzvah yeshiva, you don't need such a fancy lumbus. You could just say, if mitzvah yeshiva is teshu kain taduru, if I'm mitztayer, it's not kain taduru, so just like I'd be part of the rest of Yom Tov, I'll be part of the first night. But the other way to look at it is that, no, the Rashba really admits that there is a mitzvah sachila. There's a chiv achila, learned tesvav tesvav from Chag HaMatzis, but it has to be achila besukkah. Dafka achila besukkah. As opposed to the Chochma Shlomo. Remember, the Chochma Shlomo says, no, it's a mitzvah sachila ba'alma. That's a big chiddush. Pashut pshat is, even those who say it's a mitzvah chilul the first night, it's got to be besukkah. Says the Rashba, if Yardu Gishamim, that's not called a sukkah. If the person is mitzta'er machmas ha-sukkah, his yeshiva is not a yeshiva besukkah. He's physically eating in the sukkah. He's physically eating a structure that has defonis and tzchah, but al pidin, it's not called a sukkah. It's not called a sukkah for the mitzta'er, it's not called a sukkah for the person who's sitting in the sukkah when Yardu Gishamim. That could be the way of understanding the Rashba. The Rashba puts the two together. If you look in the Beis Yosef, we have that Beis Yosef that quotes all the Shitas. Beis Yosef in Siman Tov Resh Lamedtes, he quotes the Acherim Sheberan. The Acherim Sheberan write that even if you're the Gishamim, you're chayav to eat in the Sukkah. They obviously hold as a mitzvah sachila, so even though it's not ken to do, so what? It's a Sukkah, you're chayav to eat in achila b'sukkah, so you can be Yotzeh. Comes the Rashba and says, no, the Beis Yosef quotes the Rashba in a tshuva. The Nir Ali Sheina Mitzdar Vasha Yardu Alav Gishamim Machatisrach Hamikba Chayv Lechov Asukah Afilu Belayla Harishon the Teshu Kain Tadur Ramina. What does that mean? So we said that the Rashba might hold that it's not called a sukkah if Yardu Gisham. It's not called a sukkah if the person is Mitzdar. He puts the two of them together. The Rashba might hold it's mamish not called a sukkah if Yardu Gisham. Some point out Rabbeinu Yehuda echoes two different sentiments. You look in the version that the Rosh quotes and the version that the Tosas and Brachos quotes, they're two different versions in Rabbeinu Yehuda. What is the Rosh saying? The Rosh quotes the Rabbeinu Yehuda there in Brachos. Rabbeinu Yehuda, Hilkach nira l'Rabbeinu Yehuda, d'chayev adam lechol pas b'yom tov mishim simcha. Rabbeinu Yehuda says, y'chayev to eat pas on yom tov because of simcha. But mitzat sukkah, you're not chayiv to eat pas. That was the answer to the stira that we have, right? Remember the stira from sukkah to brachas? So, v'im tomar haba hatal, you're afraid to rush. I don't understand. If you have to eat pas because of yom tov, you can eat in the sukkah. Haba Talia. The Kevin Shuochel Tzar Shiocha Basuka, the Eshlomi says, no, Mishkachas Lavi Gonchu Mitzstar Mitnei Yeridas Geshom, Ibeno Chayv Lecha Basuka. Al Chutz Lasuka Chayv Lecha Mishem Simchas Yom. But Ben Yehuda says, no, no, no. We're talking about a case where you are the Geshomim. If you are the Geshomim, then you don't have to eat the Sukkah. But you still have to eat in your home. You have to eat Pas because of Yom Tov. Comes the Rabbi Yehuda and says, V'davka milayla rishona ve'elech rishus. Havel belayla rishona b'chol inyan chova, v'afilu yordin Geshomim, chayev lecho kezayas besukkah, d'yalfino mechag amatzis. The Rabbi Yehuda, according to the version of the Rosh, says what? That this is all after the first night. But the first night, even if Yordin Geshomim, Yechayev to eat in the Sukkah. What does the Rabbeinu Yehuda hold, according to the Rosh? Yechayev to eat in the Sukkah, even if it's raining. Why? He holds Mitzdar as Chayev B'Sukkah even the first night. Is it called a Sukkah if it's raining?
Yes.
Of course it's called a Sukkah. That's why Yechayev to eat. Yechayev to eat because he holds Mitzdar as Chayev to eat in the Sukkah the first night. And you can be Yotzi Yechayev even though it's raining because it's still called a Sukkah even though it's raining. That's the Rabbeinu Yehuda in the Rush. Jeremy, could I just finish before? You look at the Rabbeinu Yehuda quoted by Tosin Brochas, you get a very different impression. What does Tosis say? Mi omer Rabbeinu Yehuda, the nafkamina kion shiyar, the gesham, v'achlo chutz l'sukkah. Rabbeinu Yehuda says, you know what the nafkamina between the chiyav al tziyamtiv, the chiyav al tzukkah is? Nafkamina, if you are the gesham, v'achlo chutz l'sukkah, listen carefully. The hash the imlech vod yom tov shaper. Avlim bishvil sukkah be yom tov rishon tzarach lachzav alecho besukkah la'achas sheyifsuku hageshamim. Rabbi Yehuda says, what's the nafkamina between the chiyav to eat pas mitzad tzudis yom tov and the chiyav to eat pas mitzad sukkah? That mitzad sukkah, if you are dugeshamim, you have to eat the sukkah. But mitzad yom tov, you still mechuyev to eat in your home. Mitzad sukkah, you're not mechuyev to eat. But if Pasku Hageshamin, then Biyom Tefrishon, you have to be Chozer V'Ochel B'Sukkah after Yifzuku Hageshamin, because we like Tezvav Tezvav. Al B'Shar Yomim Ein Otzar. Other days, it's not really other days, it's talking about Yom Tov, right? The next day, you don't have to go back to the Sukkah. Because you ate, you Yotze Yechiv Asudis Yom Tov with Pas in your home. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't talk about eating in the Sukkah if you're the Gushamim on the first night. He says, even the first night, by the first night, you're mechuyev to go back to the sukkah. You're mechuyev to go back to the sukkah, to be yotzei chiyev. There is a chiyev to eat in the sukkah the first night. There is a chiyev to eat in the sukkah the first night. But apparently, if you are the Geshamim, Rabbi Yehuda is assuming there is no chiyev. You're not going to be yotzei chiyev. That's why he only talks about the possibility of going back to the sukkah after the Geshamim stop. Rabbi Yehuda in the Rosh says that if you are the Geshamim the first night, you're mechuyev to eat in the Sukkah, even if you are the Geshamim. Rabbi Yehuda in Taisus and Brachas doesn't say like that. It's a different version. He says that the first night you have a chiyev to eat in the Sukkah, but you can't be yotzei chiyev when it's raining. So you're mechuyev to go back to the Sukkah after the rain stops. But the other days, if you were the next day, if you ate in your home a suda of pas because it was raining, you were yotze yechiv of sudas yom tov, and you're not mechuyev to go back to the sukkah because there is no chiyev to eat in the sukkah after the first night. Rabbi Yehuda has two versions over here: whether there's a chiyev to eat in the sukkah when it's actually raining on the first night. So comes the Vilna Gaon, his parish in Shulchan Aruch, and he says the Rabbi Yehuda in Tosfos and Bracha seems to be assuming that you can't be yotze yechiv of eating in the sukkah on the first night if it's raining. Why not? If you hold Mitzdar as Chayav B'Sukkah the first night, why can't you be Yotzei Yechiv? Rabbi Yehuda, as quoted by Tosfos and Brachos, must assume what? He must assume that it's not a Sukkah when it's raining. It's not a Sukkah when it's raining. Halachically, it's not called a Sukkah. So it's not called a Sukkah, even if Mitzdar is Chayav to eat in the Sukkah the first night. But Yor Du Geshamim, it's not going to help you. Yor Du Geshamim, you can't be Yotzei Yechiv. Can't be Yotzei Yechiv. Can't be Yotzei Yechiv the first night. Maybe Mitzdayer you could be Yotzi Yechiv the first night. Right? Mitzdayer is Chayav to eat the Sukkah. Maybe Yeshivas Mitzdayer is called the Yeshiva of the Sukkah and you'd be Chayav if there are bugs or if it's too hot or if it's too cold. Maybe that you'd be Chayav to eat in the Sukkah the first night. But not rain. The Rabbeinu Yehuda, as quoted by Tosfos and Brachos, holds that if it's raining, it's not called a Sukkah at all. It's not called a Sukkah at all. That's the Lashon of the Bir Agro. the Agra in Shulchan Aruch, last page. Quote the Rabbi Yehuda and the Rosh, Nafkamiyashim Yorda Gashon, the Belali Rishon, Afim Yorda Gashon, and Chova. Says the Gaon, I will be toast this Kosov Shamavionim Yordu Va'ochal Chutzlis Sukkot, Pasku Hagashamim Shechayev. The Kesheyordim Gashamim Ein Shame Sukkot Ale. Riskevot. It's no shame Sukkot on a Sukkot of Yordu Gashamim. Why is there no shame Sukkot on a Sukkot of Yordu Gashamim? The Chorah, what the Vilna Gaon has in mind, is that the Pasuk in Sefer Yeshayah, those who've learned the first parak, the Pasuk in Sefer Yeshayah says, V'sukkah tia letzel yomam, mechorev, ulemachse, ulemistar, mizerem, umimota. A sukkah is supposed to protect someone from the elements. Now, it doesn't protect perfectly. It allows light to get through. But we know the first Mishnah in Sukkah says that you need chamosa meruba mitzilasa. There has to be Tzilasa meruba mechamosa. There has to be more shade than sun. If chamosa meruba mitzilasa, the Mishnah on that base says it's psula. If there's more sun than shade, it's psula. Why? Because it's not protecting from sun. Protecting from sun means that it's more than 50% shade. That's protecting from sun. And by the same token, the sukkah has to protect from rain. Now, there's a whole discussion in the Rishon. Let's say it protects so much from rain that rain can't even come through. That might not be called a sukkah because that's such a permanent structure. But it's supposed to protect a little bit from rain. It's not supposed to be a completely open structure. It's supposed to protect a little bit from rain. When it's actually raining the sukkah, if it's enough rain outside that the sukkah is not protecting, it could be that's not called the sukkah anymore. Because the sukkah has to protect from rain. And if it does, if it's not working, if it's a thunder shower and it's not working, it can't be called a sukkah. Because a structure that's not protecting from the elements is not a sukkah. You know, you have to straddle a very, it's a fine tightrope. It's a dira sarai, it's a temporary structure, but yet, it has to protect from the elements. The Gaon wants to suggest that maybe some of the Rishonim assume that if it doesn't protect from rain, if enough rain comes in that the person, that the porridge, that the food is going to get ruined, it's not called a sukkah b'chalal. If it's not called a sukkah b'chalal, then even if mitzdar is chayav a sukkah the first night, you're not chayav b'sukkah, you can't be otzi achiyav when it's actually raining. Because it's not called a sukkah at that point in time. Jeremy.
According to Rabbi Yehuda in the Rosh, when he had, he says that on the first night, he's chayav to have a kazayis in the sukkah. Is he being mekayim both chiyuvs of shiva b'sukkah and of simple siyom tov by having that kazayis in the sukkah, or is it still chayav to eat outside the sukkah?
No.
Sure,
if you can be Mekayim your mitzvah sukkah, you certainly can be Mekayim Simchas Yom Tov. The Chiddush is that you can be Mekayim Simchas Yom Tov without sukkah. You can do the Simchas Yom Tov inside your home. But if you do it inside the sukkah, you can be Yotzei. Probably even with the same Kezayis. I mean, they talk about, there's a rule that Einos and mitzvahs, Chavilas. We don't try to be Yotzei two mitzvahs with the same element. Rabbi Schechter, in one of his svarim, suggests that maybe the reason why we have two kezesim for motzi matzah is because there are two mitzvahs that we're trying to fulfill. The mitzvah of achilas matzah and the mitzvah of sudas yomtev. And the din of enos and mitzvahs chavilos tells me that you shouldn't be yotzei two mitzvahs with the same chetzah. Because it looks like, you want to kill two birds with one stone. That's what not all the Rishonim hold like that, but those Rishonim that claim that you need two kezesim, it might be based on that. Do you need two kezesim? Was one kezayis enough? Okay, but either way, if you have two kezayisim in the sukkah, you're certainly yotzi yachiyah. The yotzi yachiyah for sukkah with one kezayis, or maybe a little bit more than a kebetza, whatever it is. Right? The yotzi yachiyah the first night, if you assume it's a mitzvah achila, you're yotzi with the one kezayis, and yotzi with the second kezayis, you could be yotzi a mitzvah sudas yom. Yes, Mark.
Could Rabbi explain the Gemara's explanation of Rabbi Yehuda again?
Rabbi Yehuda, as quoted by Tosfos and Brachos, doesn't mention any idea of eating in the sukkah on the first night when it's raining. Right? He talks about the first night. And even on the first night, he doesn't mention anything about eating in the sukkah per se when it's raining. Why not? He should say that if mitzvah is chayav b'sukkah the first night, then you can be yotzi achiyav when it's raining, and you actually mechuyav to eat in the sukkah when it's raining. It sounds like when it's raining, there is no chayav. There is no chayav. It's only after it stops raining. You've already eaten in your home, but now it stops raining, so then you're mechuyav to go back out to the sukkah. But while it's raining, there is no chiyuv. It sounds like there is no shame sukkah on the sukkah when it's actually raining. Zef.
Rabbi, Which pasuk are we using to get rid of the shame sukkah when it's
I'm suggesting the pasuk in Sefer Yeshayah. That lemachzu lemister mizerem umimotar, zerem and motar are rain. The sukkah has to be a machza and a mister. It has to be a protection from the rain. That's what it said. That pasuk is talking about, you look at the Gemara Daf Beis Amud Beis, it's not talking about the sukkah. It's talking about the Moshe Mashiach. It's talking about something else. It's not really talking about sukkah. But you see at least that that's what a sukkah is designed to do.
To protect from the rain.
A little bit, yeah, to protect a little bit from the rain. It does. It does protect a little bit of it. You see, the problem is we feel like even if a drop comes through the sukkah, we're already mitzvah. But it's not supposed to be like that. It could be raining. And just because it's raining, doesn't mean the rain is coming through. It takes a little bit of rain before it starts to seep through and drip in. So it is protecting. If you were sitting in the open air, the food would get ruined much before the time that it takes to seep through the sukkah.
Right, so doesn't that prove that it is a shem sukkah?
No, after the rain is flowing through, then the schach is not protecting anymore. So once it can flow through to the extent that the schach is not protecting, then the shame sukkah falls away. That's the word of the Kabbalah.
Okay? It's still protecting it from to a certain extent.
But not enough. If it's not enough that a person feels comfortable eating in the sukkah, that's not protecting enough for the shame sukkah.
So isn't that more from like the issue to do?
Why? You could say that once it's raining through enough that it's not protecting from the elements completely, so then that's not called a sukkah. Just like if chamsa meruba mitzilasa, that's also a sukkah psula. That's not a din of teshu can't do it. Not because of mitzdayer. That's not called a sukkah. That's not enough schach. So maybe it's the same thing here. If the rain is coming through, that's not called a sukkah. If you added more schach and now it would be protecting from the rain, then it wouldn't be called a sukkah again. But without the rain, without the amount of schach that would protect from the rain, maybe that's not called a sukkah. The Rogatchover was medayik from the Rambam, but the Rambam also holds like this idea that Yorod Gushamim is not mitzvah. It's not a p'tur mitzvah, it's a different type of p'tur. How did the Rogatchover know this? Nevuah? No. The Rogatchover is medayik from the placement of the halacha of Yorod Gushamim in the Rambam. You know, so much can be learned from the Rambam just by looking at the placement of the halacha. So where does the Rambam place this din? You got to look at Perek Vav. We've been focusing so much on Hilchos Sukkah Perek Vav. So if you look at it, if you look at the first 10 halachas together and read them through, you see that the Rambam did something very interesting. He starts off in Halacha Aleph in Perek Vav of Hilchos Sukkah, Noshim Avodah Mektana Pturim and Sukkah. That was yesterday's shiur, right? The Pturim of Sukkah. Starts off with the Pturim. Halacha Beis, Cholim, Shamshayim, Pturim, and Asukah. Right? This is like a chazar of everything we've done. Cholim, Shamshayim, Pturim, and Asukah. Mitzdayer, Potem, and Asukah. Now we talked about Mishamshi Chola, Potem, but Mishamshi Mitzdayer. Hachayim, that was the Gemara Chavav. That's Halacha Beis. Gimel, Ha'ovel Chayiv, Besukah. It's not a tzar d'memeila, it's a tzar d'nafshei, Barley L'Yisuvei Daiter, and all the Gemaras in the second verse, they're all right over here. Gimel Shluchei Mitzvah Pturim and Asukah. Okay. He's got the Pturim of Sukkah. Then suddenly the Rambam switches gears. Now he shifts gears in Halacha. Hey, Ketzani Mitzvah Yeshiva B'Sukkah. How do you do Yeshiva B'Sukkah? He says, Kol Shiva Sayyamin Bebayam Bebalayla. He's Dar B'Sukkah like he's Dar B'Beso. That's all Mishnah Chavchas. Okay. Ochen B'Shosim Yeshiva B'Sukkah Kol Shiva Bebayam Bebalayla. He talks about Achilas Arai B'Sukkah, Achilas Keva B'Sukkah. He started off by talking about the Pturim, Shluchei Mitzvah and Chola and Mitzvah. Mitzvah is in Halacha Beis. Then he talks about the basic Mitzvah Yeshiva B'Sukkah. Then Halacha Zayin, Achila B'Leil Yom Tov Rishon B'Sukkah Chov. He talks about the special Chiv of Yeshiva B'Sukkah the first night. Ches, he talks about Mishahoy, Rosh of Ruba B'Sukkah B'Shulchan B'Sukkah B'Ayis, Machlokas B'Shamay B'Sil. Mamash HaChazorah of the whole second parak, the second chalak of the second parak. Kol shiras tayamim, kari b'sukkah asuk, you're supposed to learn in the sukkah, halacha tes. Halacha yud. Yardu gishomim, hareis the nichlas l'tol chabayis. Comes the Rambam, and now fills in the rest of the Mishnah, halacha chav chesem and beitiv. Yardu gishomim, then you can go into the home. Neim asay mutal lefanas, mishiyad l'tol chasukah, tipo shim yiplu l'tol chatavshel, yiposel afilu tavshel shalpul. Tisach ha-mikvah. The shear of Tisach HaMikvah, then you're allowed to go in. It's interesting. The Rambam doesn't formulate this din as what? He doesn't use which word? Mitztagel, even before that. He doesn't use the word potter, exactly. Oh, I knew you'd get it. Right? He doesn't use the word potter. And the Rambam also doesn't call Yodah Gesham Mitztagel. Mitztagel is back in Halacha Beis. Why does he put Yodah Gesham over here? He doesn't say potter by Yodah Gesham, and he also doesn't call Yodah Gesham Mitztagel. So, Dr. Ravid Shavim, what do you see from the Rambam? Yodah Gesham is not a potter Mitztagel. Yodah Gesham, the reason why you're potter is because you can't be Mekanei Yisrael anyway. It's not a sukkah. Lam shem sukkah ale, like the gong. There's no shem sukkah on this sukkah if you're the Gesham. Enough that the food is going to be ruined. If Tisrach HaMikbah, the sukkah is not protecting from the Gesham, so then it's not called a sukkah. If it's not called a sukkah, then you can't be Otzi Achiyah. The Rambam doesn't formulate it as a ptur, because it's not a ptur. It's that there is no sukkah over here. So of course you can go into the home, because if there's no sukkah to sit in, then you can go into the home and there's no chiyuv to sit in the sukkah. Okay. So these are the two ways of looking at the idea of Yodah Gesham. That either it's a ptur of mitztar, very similar to the din of mitztar itself, that there's a ptur to sit in the sukkah, because a person is mitztar if Yodah Geshamim in the sukkah. Or the other way to look at it is, no, it's not a ptur of mitztar at all. It's not a ptur b'chlal, but rather if Yodah Gesham, then it's not called a sukkah. And once it's not called a sukkah, then you can't be Otzi Achiyah. What's enough to mean? Yes.
Why does Yod Gesham make it not called a sukkah if not for the fact that your father and your people inside?
Because the sukkah is supposed to protect from the elements. Two elements. From sun and from rain. That's why I quoted the Pasuk. Because the Pasuk doesn't mention anything about the cold. It does mention Chorev, I will admit. Right? But the Chorev that it's talking about is from the sun. As you see from the Halacha and the Mishnah and the Arbeis, that if Chamsa Meruba Mitzilas, the Sukkah's Psula. It's the sun. It's not the heat. Because the Sukkah can't protect from heat. I mean, I guess a little bit. If you're not in the sun, it will protect from heat. But there are holes in the Sukkah. So it's not really going to protect from the heat as much. You see, it's supposed to protect from the sun baking down on you and from the rain. So comes the gong and suggests if it's not going to protect from the rain, that's not called a sukkah.
How is a sukkah supposed to protect from the rain if there need to be holes in the schach when the machine starts?
Because it does protect a little bit from the rain. It protects, if it's not a downpour, it will protect from the rain. It's just drizzling, that will protect from the rain. Keep in mind, you know, the schach that we have is bamboo, typically, right? Or if you have mats, that's half bamboo. That allows the water to drip very easily into the sukkah. That if you had tree limbs, right, if you had branches with leaves, you know, it can rain quite a bit, and yet it's dry under the tree. And just walk around outside when it's raining, so if you're not under a tree, you see the rain on the ground. But under the tree, it can stay dry for quite a bit of time. So the sukkah can protect from the rain, a little bit. But once it starts to get through, enough that it ruins the food, so then, it's not shy to sit in it. It's not shy to sit in that mokum. Then perhaps it loses b'shem sukkah. What's enough kemina whether we look at the tour of Yodah Gesham as a ptur mitztar, or we look at it that it's not a shem sukkah? If we look at it as a ptur in the gavra, as some of you wanted to say in Seder, a ptur in the gavra, that teishu kentaduru, the yeshiva sukkah of the gavra has to be kentaduru, and if he's mitztar, then he's potter. What do we say? No, it's not a din in the gavra, but rather it's a din in what? The chefza shel sukkah. It's not called the sukkah of the chalal. What's the nafkamina? So the first and most obvious nafkamina is how much rain has to fall into the sukkah in order for the person to be put. What does the Mishnah say? The Mishnah says, "Meimus emut lefanas mishetisrach hamikbah." So Yodah Gesham, the Gemara says, "Tana mishetisrach hamikbah shel grisin." What's tisrach hamikbah? What's the shear? Tisrach hamikbah shel grisin of grits. Certain type of food. Abaye have a kiyosu kamed Rav Yosef and Talalta noshav zika v'kamaisi tivusa. Abaye and Rav Yosef were sitting in a sukkah. Noshav zika, a wind came and it caused some twigs to fall off the schach. Amalahu Rav Yosef panali money me'alcha. Rav Yosef told me talmidim. He says, "Take out my kalim. I'm leading the sukkah." Amalei Abaye v'atnam shetirsa chamikba. Aye, the shear is tisa chamikba. It's not the tivusa for full. I mean, how much came? A little wind. The shear is not that the maisi tzivusa from the schach. Amalei is after Rav Yosef. L'didi kevan d'anina d'atoi k'mi shetisach ha-mikva d'ami li. Noshav tzivusa, if the tzivusa falls off, it's like tisach ha-mikva for me, subjectively, I can't stand the sukkah, I'm an istinus, so therefore I can leave the sukkah even if the tzivusa falls off. Okay, that's the Gemara. So tisach ha-mikva is the shiur for most people. For someone who's more of an istinus, maybe even less than that. So comes the smag in the tour and makes a fascinating statement. Let's all turn to the smag. This is in packet 17. Simin Tov Reish Lamed Tes. The Sefer HaMitzvahs, that means the Sefer HaMitzvahs Gadol, the smag, one of the Rishon, Kosal. Mishiyar the tipus of Soch HaSukkah, Shemiyar the Toch HaMikvah Yiskalkel, Afilu Ein Latasha Shiyiskalkel, Yochalot Seis. The smag says that tisach hamikvah doesn't mean literally. It has to be that you have the food in front of you. It's not that you have the food in front of you. It's that if enough rain is falling, that the mikvah would be miskalkel, then you're allowed to be mefani, allowed to leave the sukkah. It's an objective type of shir. It's not related to having the food in front of you. If you don't have the food in front of you, if tisach hamikvah, if you are the geshamim till tisach hamikvah, then you're allowed to leave. Dr. Tur, I don't think so. Ve'ein mashmaken. Mit lo amar k'dei she'tisrach hamikvah, ela mi she'tisrach. Mashma she'tisrach mamash. If the Mishnah would have said k'dei she'tisrach hamikvah, that if you are the geshamim k'dei until tisrach hamikvah, then I would have said, like you smag, that it's an objective shear. If enough comes down, that if you had the mikvah there, it's Kadesh Tisrach and mikvah, then you talk it right. It's more of an objective shiva. What does it say? Misha Tisrach and mikvah. Misha Tisrach sounds like Misha Tisrach Mamish. That you have to have the mikvah in front of you, you have to have the food in front of you, and the food is getting ruined. So I don't think it's an objective shiva, says the Torah, like you smag. I think it's a subjective shiva. It's a function of having the food in front of you, and presumably it depends on the kind of food that you have in front of you. If it's going to get ruined more easily, so then tisrach hamikvah is much less. It's tisrach hatavshel shebefanav, whatever amount of rain it takes to ruin the tavshel that you have in front of you, that's the shiur for Yad Gashamim to say that you'll be allowed to go into the home. So comes the Taz, and he argues with the Tur. He's Melamed Tzus on the smag. He says he thinks the smag is more correct. Taz is in Shulchan Aruch. On the next page, Taz says, I don't think the diuk of the Tur is right. What does the Tur say? If it were to have said in the Mishnah Kedesh Tisrach HaMikvah, so then I'd say that it's more objective like the smag. But it says Mishnah Tisrach HaMikvah. So from that you see that it's literal. It has to be that the mikvah is actually getting ruined. So says the Taz, I don't think so. Because I think, if it would have said Kadesh Tisrach HaMikvah, then you'd think it's a shear not only for Achila, but even for Shena. You'd think Tisrach HaMikvah is a shear for Shena too. That if it's Tisrach HaMikvah, then you don't have to sleep in the sukkah. That's not true. For Shena, the shear is much less than Tisrach HaMikvah. A person gets very troubled, even if a little bit of rain comes to the sukkah. He doesn't want to sleep in the sukkah, even if a tiny amount of rain. Much less than Tisrach HaMikvah. Tisrach HaMikvah is a shear for someone who's eating. He's eating so he can handle a little bit of rain. We can't handle any rain, but at the time of the Gemara, they can handle a little bit of rain. But it says the Taz, for someone sleeping, they have like a little drop pulled in his head. It drives him crazy, right? Even a tiny, tiny drop. So says the Taz, your diuk, the diuk of the Tur is incorrect. If it would have said Kadesh Tisrach HaMikvah, I'd say, oh, this is a general shear. It's a general shear not only for Achila, but even for Shena. And it's not true. The shiur for Shein is much less rain potters you from sleeping in the sukkah. That's why it says Misha Tisrach HaMikvah, not Kadesh Tisrach HaMikvah. So first of all, says the Taz, I don't think the diuk of the Tur is right. But not only do I not think the diuk of the Tur is right, the Gemara is against this one. Ellie?
If there's a distinction, doesn't that prove that it's in Mitzrayim?
If there's a distinction between Shein as opposed to not necessarily, because if it's an objective shear, it could be that we define a sukkah in different ways for different activities. You're actually invoking a different shiur that we had. The Mordechai talked about if it's not roy l'chol tashmisha, maybe it's not a sukkah b'chalal. So you see from the Mordechai that the sukkah has to be roy for all the tashmisha. So to create different shiur and for shayna and for achila is a little bit strange according to the Mordechai. But if you don't take the Mordechai's approach, it's not so strange to say that we look at an objective shiur for rov b'nei adam. If most people would be troubled by this amount of rain coming in, then it's not that they're potter midin mitzar. You might not be mitzar, but that's not called a sukkah.
Yeah. But even if you're not viewing it through the Mordechai, if it has to do with the structure of the sukkah, whether or not it's capable of keeping out the elements, why should that make a difference how that affects actions within the sukkah? Either it can hold out this amount of rain or it can hold out this amount of rain.
So you're saying if you hold what? If you hold that it's an object, if it's a din that if Yoga Bisham is not called a sukkah, so then we shouldn't distinguish. We shouldn't distinguish between rain as opposed to achila. So you're saying there's a steer between the two comments of the Taz. Let's get to the second comment of the Taz first. He says not only do I think that your diuk in the Torah is incorrect, the Gemara is against you. What is the Gemara saying? Tisach hamikvah shall what? Shall grisin. Right? Tisach hamikvah mutar lefanas. Says the Gemara, Misha tisach hamikvah shall grisin. Shall grisin? Do you have grisin in front of you or not? It sounds like it doesn't matter what food you have in front of you. The shear of Yerud Gashom is Misha tisach hamikvah shall grisin. That's the shear. How can that be the shear? If you hold that it's subjective, it depends on each and every person, it depends on having the Michael in front of you, it depends on the type of Michael that you have in front of you, as the Torah would say, it's a completely subjective halacha. So what's the Gemara talking about? Why shogrisin? It depends what you have in front of you. If the fact that the Gemara says shogrisin sounds like it's a more objective shear, then if it's tisach hamikvah shogrisin, so much rain that it's going to ruin the mikvah shogrisin, then that's not called a sukkah for anyone. Right? It's not subjective depending on the ocha that you have in front of you. It's an objective shear. Like the smog, not like you, the tour. Okay, that's the back and forth in the Taz. So what's the birat varm? What's the machlokas, the smog and the tour? Do we say that tisrach hamikvah is an objective shear? Tisrach hamikvah shall reason. It's an objective shear. It's unrelated to having tavshil in front of you. It's unrelated to the type of tavshil that you have. It's an objective shear. Do we say, no, it's a function of what you have in front of you. L'chore, that's dependent on the shayna. If you assume that Yerud Gashom is a p'tur mitzar, then of course it's a subjective thing. It depends on each and every person. It depends on the type of tavshil that you have in front of you. And of course it requires having tavshil in front of you, mamish. Because if there's no tavshil in front of you, then you're not, if your tavshil is covered and it's not getting ruined, so then what's the p'tur? There's no p'tur mitzar. We're not assuming that the person is mitzar from the rain. It's that he's only mitzar because his food is getting ruined. If the food is not getting ruined, he's not mitzar. He's not potter. But if tisrach hamikvah shall grisin, if the shir of tisrach hamikvah is objective, if Yerud Gashom is a p'tur in the cheftza, that's not called a sukkah of Yerud Gashom. So then we understand tisrach hamikvah is an objective shir. Tisrach hamikvah shall grisin. That's the objective shir. It's not protecting enough from the elements. Once it's not protecting enough from the elements, it's not called a sukkah. If it's not called a sukkah, so then it doesn't matter whether you have tavshil in front of you. You don't have tavshil. It's an objective shear. Once enough rain is coming in, that the mikvah shall grease it would be miskalkel, so then it's not called a sukkah. If it's not called a sukkah, then there's no chiyuv to say it. Okay, so that shaila of the smag and the tour, whether tisrach hamikvah is an objective shear or it's a subjective shear, that would depend on the nature of this din. If it's a p'tur in the gavra, it's subjective. If it's a din in the chafta, it's not called a sukkah, that's objective. According to you, Ellie, the two comments of the Taz are not working together. I think it's clear. I mean, at least the second comment of the Taz, I think it's Raya from the Gemara, is pretty shtak. It's really against the tour. The Gemara says, Tisrach hamikvah shall grisin. Where did the Gemara get that from? The dafka shall grisin? Yeah, that was the standard food that they ate. So that's the shir that the Chachamim gave, halakha l'mashmi, that's the shir they have for... What's not called a sukkah? That's the objective shift. Yes, follow up.
I was going to reinforce that if that's really the case, that it's objective having to do with what the sukkah can keep out, then why should it make a difference?
So why should it make a difference, achil or shein? I hear that's a sticking point. The first point of the Taz is a little bit questionable, because why should I distinguish between achil and shein? That sounds like a din in the gafra, in the mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah, not so much in the cheftza. I hear it's a good hour. I have to think about it. What's another nafkamina between these two approaches? Whether yard gushamim is a p'tur in the gavra, it's like mitzvah, or it's a din in the cheftza shel sukkah. Another nafkamina might be, let's say a person wants to be machmer on themselves to eat in the sukkah, even if yard gushamim. Does he accomplish anything or not? So we had, like constantly, we keep on going back to this, because I told you when we first quoted that Ramah, that this is like a world famous Ramah that comes back time and time again. The Ramah quotes the Hagos Maimon Yerushalmi, the Yerushalmi, that anyone who's potter from sitting in the sukkah and doesn't leave the sukkah, Nikra Hedyot. Right? That's the Yerushalmi. Nikra Hedyot. Why is he Nikra Hedyot? He wants to be Machmer on himself. He wants to be Mekayim Mitzvah. Why is he Nikra Hedyot? So we said clearly, he's only Nikra Hedyot if we don't look at him as sitting in the sukkah. Physically, he's sitting in a structure of a sukkah, but halachically, if he's yeshiva, it's not called the yeshiva of a sukkah, then he's never had it, because what's the point? If it's viewed halachically as though he's sitting in a sukkah, so then there is a point. He's getting a kiyum mitzvah. He's mekabel schar. Yerushalmi says that there's no kabbalah schar. Why is there no kabbalah schar? He's sitting in a sukkah. The answer is, if it's a circumstance that we don't look at him as though he's sitting in a sukkah, it's mufka from the din yeshiva sukkah, so then I understand he's never had it, because what's the point? What's the point of sitting in the sukkah if you're not sitting in the sukkah halachically? That's the Yerushalmi. So just parenthetically, Rashi on the Chav Ches Amidei seems to argue with the Yerushalmi. Right? Well, what does Rashi say? Ari pointed out in stated, he pointed this Rashi out. It's a good find. Rashi of Chav Ches Amidei says, "V'tonui barmim talalta," that you can learn outside the sukkah. Im yirtzeh, says Rashi, if you want to, you can learn outside the sukkah. Be'il, the mitzdar who mitzdar potem in a sukkah. Be'aver yofelo laharchiv daitam. If you want to learn be'il and outside the sukkah, you can, because mitzdar is potem in a sukkah, so it's mutter to learn outside the sukkah. Mutter im yirtzeh. Yerushalmi says you have to learn outside the sukkah. If you were mitzdar from learning inside the sukkah, not only should you be potter from learning inside the sukkah, you should be nikra hedyot if you learn inside the sukkah. You're mitzdar. So Rashi seems to be learning differently. You're potter. You have a ptur. But if you want to learn outside sukkah, you can learn outside the sukkah. But if you want to learn inside the sukkah, it sounds like you could do that too. It's mashma from Rashi that if you want to learn inside the sukkah, you can do that. You don't have to learn outside the sukkah. It's a ptur. But it's not a hafgah from the yeshiva sukkah. Interesting. It's a collector's Rashi, right? This is a find in Rashi. Against the Yerushalmi. Against the Hagos Maimoni Hashem Yerushalmi. But let's go back to the Yerushalmi. That's the Ramah. We pass the Ramah against this Rashi. That kol ha-yotze, kol ha-potem, and ha-sukkah, and ha-yotze, nikra hedyot. So it could be that according to the Gaon, perhaps there's room to distinguish between regular mitzvah as opposed to Yerushalmi. We found a Bikur Yaakov, the Bir Alava quotes Bikur Yaakov, who distinguishes between two types of mitzvah. Remember? Mitzvah nachmas yeshiva the sukkah, mitzvah to get to the sukkah, different types of mitzvah. To get to the sukkah, you're mitzvah, but once you get to the sukkah, you're not mitzvah, so that would be called the yeshiva the sukkah. But if you're mitzvah machmas asukkah, that's not called yeshiva the sukkah. That's what the Bikur Yaakov wanted to say. According to the Gaon, there is room to distinguish between mitzvah, all types of mitzvah, and Yodim Shalom. Maybe mitzvah is called the yeshiva the sukkah. And that's called the yeshiva sukkah. Look, according to the Omrim, according to the Deus Mishon, the whole mitzvah is high of the sukkah the first night, they have to hold yeshiva's mitzvah is the yeshiva sukkah. Because if not, then they can't be yotze b'chiv. Right? If mitzvah is high of the first night, that means you hold that it's a mitzvah sachila, b'sukkah. So if it's not a sukkah, how can I be yotze b'chiv? So they're clearly assuming that yeshiva's mitzvah is called the yeshiva sukkah. And you might pack a bichayev to do that on the first night. Even if the rest of the time you don't have to do that, but the first night you do have to do that. But maybe Yardu B'Shamim is different. Because Yardu B'Shamim is a din in the cheftza. It's a din in the cheftza shel sukkah that if Yardu B'Shamim, forget about it, it's not called a sukkah. So the Vilna Gaon, according to the Vilna Gaon, there's room to say that if a person pushes himself as a mitzdayer, maybe Yitaka would be Yotzei Yischev. I don't know. It's a matter that's open for debate. We talked about that. But Yardu Gishamim, according to the Gaon, it's the Chadavar Poshet, that there's no point in pushing yourself. If it's raining enough that the food is getting ruined, go into the house. Pull the cover of the sukkah. because you're going to accomplish nothing according to the Gaon if you sit in the sukkah. Then it's not called a sukkah. If it's not called a sukkah, then it doesn't make any sense to continue sitting in the sukkah, and you'd be called a hevel. Okay, that's another possible nafkamina. If you hold Yerdu Geshamim is just a din mitzayir, and you claim that mitzayir is right, mitzayir sits in the sukkah is yoshev the sukkah, then there is a point to pushing yourself. Right, that's a matter that's open for debate. But if you assume that Yerdu Geshamim is not called a sukkah, and it's a davar pasha that you'd be nigra hedyot, there would be no point in pushing yourself to sit in the sukkah when it's raining. And finally, this Yesod of the Vilna Gaon is another hasaga on the Mishnah Berurah's famous Psak Halach. Mishnah Berurah talks about what should be the din on the first night. What should you do? Let's say it's raining the first night of Sukkot. What do we do? Right? The famous Mishnah Berurah, Siman Tov Resh Lamed Tes of Katan Lamed Vav. Famous Mishnah Berurah. Right? The two start the Man of Shach in the Mishnah Berurah. What should you do? It's raining. So says the Mishnah Berurah, eat the kezias in the Sukkot. Right? Right, the kezias in the sukkah, l'kayim, the manda omar, the mitzayir, is chayav the sukkah, leil aleph. Then you go into your home and eat the suda. There's no need to go, even if it stops raining, no need to go out in the middle of the suda. Let's say it continues to rain. So if you go to sleep, right? The Mishnah Berurah says, once a person, if halach lisham, potter, milatzeis, the sukkah. Because achshav, right? Potter milatzeis, the sukkah, lemanda amar, mitztayer, potter, mena sukkah, leilav. Because Akshav is mitzvah as well. Right, the Mishnah Berurah says, eat your kezias in the sukkah to fulfill the mitzvah according to the Manda Amar that you chayav the sukkah the first night. Then you can finish the rest of the sukkah. Because if mitzvah is part of the sukkah, you have to go back out to the sukkah. You were yotze according to the Manda Amar is chayav the first night, according to the Manda Amar mitzvah potter, you're potter. Let's say you went to sleep already, and then you wake up in the middle of the night and you find that it stopped raining. You have to go out to the sukkah? No, says the Mishnah Berurah. Why? Because according to the Manda Amar Mitzar Chayev, you were Yotzi already. According to the Manda Amar Mitzar Potter, you're Potter because you're Mitzar also now. Mitzar to get to the Sukkah. Akshav, who Mitzar, Lalechas for Sukkah. Can I just finish the book? So earlier we pointed out Rav Moshe Soloveitchik was Doche, the second point of the Mishnah Berurah. Right? The Rav told the story, right? When he was young. Child, his father pushed him out to go to the sukkah. They had gone to sleep, and Moshe stayed up. And when he saw that it stopped raining, he drew the family into the sukkah. So the Rav was troubled. He told his father, "Why?" He asked his father, "But I'm mitzvah, but we're mitzvah too, right? Mitzvah now to get into our clothes to go out to the sukkah. Why should we have to go out to the sukkah? We ate the kezias already. Now you want to force us to go back out to the sukkah? We were yotze according to Manda Amar mitzvah chayav, and now." According to Mandana Mitzar Potter, we're also Mitzar now. So the Rav later thought that maybe what his father had in mind is that Mitzar to get to the Sukkah is not part of the first night. According to anyone, everyone holds it as a Mitzvah Sachila. It's just the Mandana Amar who says Mitzar Potter says that you're Potter because Teshu came to Duru. But Mitzar to get to the Sukkah is not a Ptur. So that's why he pushed him to go out to the Sukkah. According to the Vilna Gaon, you can be Masik on the first part of the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says, if it's raining, you can eat your kezias in the sukkah. Then you're definitely yotze according to the Manda Amar mitzar chayav the sukkah the first night, and you don't have to go out to the sukkah later. So if you go to sleep, you don't have to go out because you're mitzar. Yeah, according to the Manda Amar mitzar potter, you're mitzar now. Aye, but there's a day that holds mitzar chayav the sukkah. No, according to that day, I was yotze already because I ate in the sukkah when it was raining. According to the Vilna Gaon, is that correct? No, because the Vilna Gaon says that when Yordu Geshamim is different than Mitzar. Yordu Geshamim, there's no shame sukkah on the sukkah. Even if you hold Mitzar as chayav the sukkah the first night, but Yordu Geshamim, You can't be yotze the mitzvah of sukkah when rain is coming into the sukkah. The Vilna-Gaon says mitzvah and yom kishon are not the same. Mitzvah is part of it because it's not teshu going to do. So okay, you can say the first night is a chiyuv because there's a mitzvah achila in the sukkah the first night. But there's a mitzvah achila in the sukkah. If yardu gishomim, maybe that's not called the sukkah bichlal. So if it's not called the sukkah bichlal, your eating of the kezayis accomplished nothing. So it's not so clear that if you're lying on your bed and you see that the rain stopped, that you wouldn't have to go out to push yourself to go out to eat in the sukkah again, because according to the Vilna Gaon, you weren't yotzei anything when you ate in the sukkah initially. Okay, so these are two ways to be masig on the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah is the psak halacha, that's what we normally follow. But there are two ways to be masig. There are those who suggest that even after you go to sleep on your bed, if you see that the rain stops, you gotta go out. Why? Because the mitzvah to get to the sukkah doesn't apply the first night. So even if mitzvah is potum in a sukkah, and you say, well, I'm mitzvah now, no, this type of mitzvah is not potum in a sukkah the first night. Mitzvah to get to the sukkah is not potum the first night. It's potum the rest of the time, but not the first night. Once you get to the sukkah, you're not going to be mitzvah. You're only mitzvah to get to the sukkah. So because of that, you should have to push yourself even if you've gone to sleep already. The second reason to push yourself even after you've gone to sleep already, if it stops raining, is because you might not be yotze yochiyav, even according to Manda'am, if it's star chayav the sukkah the first night, because that rule might only apply to mitzvah, not to yardu gesham. Yardu gesham, it might be a din in the chavtza, that it's not called a sukkah when yardu gesham. If it's not called a sukkah, then the kezayas that you ate when it's raining is not called an achila besukkah. So if it's not an achila besukkah, you will not have been yotze with the original achila, and you'll be chayav to go out of the sukkah, you'll be chayav to go back into the sukkah to fulfill yochiyav. Okay, this concludes our program. Hatzlacha Rabbah on your finals. Have a wonderful summer.